Blog Talk Radio.
Alone in a world, it's just me and you. I feel so lost, 'cause I don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid of disappointing you. So I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today when my I open my heart.
till the dry bones respond, I gotta run over. Till cancer responds, I gotta run over. Till my family responds, I gotta run over. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. Come on. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Say, fill me till I overflow. I wanna run over. I wanna run
in the sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him with the sound of the trumpet, praise him.
Thank you. say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now lay your hands on yourself. For the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. I want you to lay your hands upon yourself and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Say it again, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now just lift your hands and receive his glorious presence. Kurt, come help me, son. Sing this. Lord,
Lord, you are.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, glory be to the living God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There is none like you in all the earth. There is none like you above. There is none like you beneath. There is none like you far and wide. There is none like you. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come this day with humble hearts. We come this day, Father God, with repentant hearts. We confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, thanking you, Father, for bringing us this far by faith. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for receiving, Father God, our confessions. Thank you for washing us white as snow. Oh, God, we come to say thank you, for we realize that we didn't come this far just because, but we've come this far by faith, leaning on the everlasting arms. And if it wasn't for you, Father, we don't know where we would be, but we come to say thank you, Father God, because it's in you we trust, in you we move, in you we live, in you we have our being. And thank you, Father. We embrace the new day. We embrace the new month. We embrace the new season as we're walking in victory. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Glorious, glorious, glorious. Powerful, powerful, powerful. We thank you for your services taking place all over the land today, Father. Oh, God, every church home, every street corner, every prison cell, every hospital room. Oh, Father God, everywhere that the word of God is taking place, we thank you for the preacher. We thank you for the teacher. We thank you for those who are stand to open their mouths and allow you to speak through them. Oh, God, we thank you for the word going forth, because your word is life and your word is power and your word is truth. Oh, God, and we thank you for the hearer of the word. They are changed by the word, saved by the word, kept by the word, secure by the word. Thank you for the word, the whole word, nothing but the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word is God. And we say thank you for the word. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for the gift. Thank you for eternal life. God, we say thank you for your people all around the world, not just the ones who are living, but Father God, hallelujah, those who have gone on, Father God, in the name of Jesus, their seasons had come to an end, oh, Father God, but their service was well, they did well. Father, we thank you for our brothers and sisters that have gone on before us, oh, Father God, as we will be reunited with them one glorious morning. We say thank you, Father, for those who remain, oh, Father God, as we have been left behind to do the work that needs to be done. And we thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your power and your strength, helping us to do what needs to be done. We thank you for those coming into the kingdom by the groves. Oh, Father God, they're coming in. They're coming in, Father God, and you're preparing your people to be able to mentor them, tutor them, pray for them, and teach them the way they should go. And we thank you for the responsibility that you have given us, oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we say thank you, God, and we bless your name even right now, right now, right now, right now. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Thank you for every ministry partner. Thank you for our families. Oh, God, our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews, our aunts, our uncles, our cousins, our siblings. Oh, Father God, our neighbors. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you. And we just want to say thank you over and over and over. And we want to say thank you over and over and over and over again. Now, Father God, we pray, hallelujah, that you and you alone will be glorified as we continue to move forth in our services on this morning. Father God, your people will be edified. We say thank you for the opportunity, Father, to come to this platform, a platform where the word of God is not just going forth today, but, Father God, it'll be going forth tomorrow on replay, hundreds of years from now. Hundreds of years, God, if you tarry, if the world is to tarry, Father God, with technology, thousands and thousands and thousands of years from now, this same message will be heard. So, Father God, that is the gift. That is the privilege. That is the responsibility that you have called us to. We do not take it lightly. This is not just a message for today, but it's a message for all times. Oh, Father God, because you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end, and you are the first and the last. So we say thank you. We commit all things into your hands. And we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and for giving us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and leading us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of God. We rejoice. We celebrate him. We honor him. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We want to welcome you to our Sunday services here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Oh, we're not here just because we had nothing else to do. Oh, we're not here just because it might be convenient. Oh, glory be to God. But we are here in Jesus' name. We are here because we love him. We are here because we serve him. We are here because we yearn for the spirit of fellowship, because there's strength in unity. Oh, glory be to God. We might not be in the same room physically, but we are in the same room spiritually. And the spiritual room is more powerful than the physical room. Glory be to God, because there is no time and distance in the spirit. So we want to welcome you here with us. Thank you for stopping by. You're definitely in the right place at the right time. Oh, glory be to the living God. Why? Because Jesus here is here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus is here. So have a seat. Glory be to God. If you can, it's all right. Just stand on up. Oh, glory be to God. Any posture you want, as long as your heart is turned towards God. Hallelujah. And if it's not, we can help you, amen, to make that adjustment, to make sure that you're turning in the right direction. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford, and I bring you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. Hallelujah. This is a platform that we meet on 7 days a week. You might not know many ministries that serve God, amen, actively 7 days a week. But guess what? You met one here. Glory be to God. And we didn't just start doing it on yesterday. Glory be to God. We've been traveling this journey, amen, for some time now. Amen. Corporately, amen. We've been traveling this journey for 12 years. Hallelujah. And we give God the praise, and we give God the glory, and we give God all of the honor. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. In the book of Genesis, chapter number 50, verse number 20, and it reads like this. But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. Amen. And that is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. We want to talk to you for a few minutes on this morning. Amen. With a subject, training for reigning. Training for reigning. Amen, amen, and amen. And Father, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Beloved, amen. We read in the book of Genesis, amen, about a young man, amen, whose name was Joseph. Joseph, beloved, was the son of Isaac. We hear about Abraham, Jacob, Isaac, Isaac, Jacob. Amen. Hallelujah. And so he was the son of Isaac. Abraham had a son whose name was Isaac. Amen. He was the promised son. Okay. And then Isaac had 12 sons. And Jacob was number 11 out of the 12. Because Jacob's wife, Rachel, could not conceive. She was barren. But God opened up her womb, and God gave her two beloved sons, and one of them was named Jacob. Now, Isaac had waited so long for Jacob to be born. See, and it's something about having children in your older age. It's something about it. See, and this was the wife that he loved, and she had no children, and they finally gave birth. And so Joseph had a special place in his father's heart. He had a special place. Amen. Glory be to God. But beloved, when we take a little bit of time and read about Joseph and read about Joseph's life, glory be to God. Okay. We find out that Joseph, amen, he went through a lot of trials and tribulations. He ended up in a good place, beloved, amen, because he was really the vice president. He ended up, amen, right next to the king, amen. But, beloved, it did not happen overnight. It did not happen overnight. It was a long journey. It was a very long journey. Actually, it was about 13 years of his life that Joseph, amen, it took the, sometimes we want our, you know, things to happen overnight, you know, we want to, you know, decree it, claim it, name it, grab it, blab it, you know, I mean, just give it to me real quick, beloved, amen. But there is, amen, a time to sow, and there's a time to reap, amen, glory be to God. And so you sow, you wait, and then you reap. That is God's process. That is God's process. A man does not, amen, have intercourse with his wife, amen, and conceive, and the baby is born the next day. No, the seed is sown, then you wait 9 months, and then you reap. Amen. God does have a law of process. Amen. But, beloved, when we see by Joseph, amen. Joseph, amen, how he shared his dreams with his brothers, amen. And Joseph, amen, they threw him in the pit to die, and he didn't die. Glory be to God. But I come to tell you that when Joseph went down in the pit, amen, beloved, Joseph was right where he needed to be. You might say, well, how can you be down in the pit left to die and be where you need to be? Because if Joseph wasn't in the pit, beloved, Joseph would have never been sold as a slave. Well, you might say, well, how is that a good thing? Well, when Joseph was a slave, Joseph was right where he needed to be. Because if Joseph was not a slave, then Joseph would not have been in the place where he was falsely accused for Potiphar's wife, when Potiphar's wife said Joseph tried to rape him. Well, you might say, how is it that going to jail is a good thing, beloved? Because Joseph was right where he needed to be. Because if Joseph was not in the jailhouse, Joseph could not have interpreted the dreams for the baker and the butler when they was in the jail with him, beloved. And so that's why Joseph was where he needed to be, because when they got out of prison, the baker and the butler, one of them died, was executed, but the other one, 2 years later, remembered that Joseph knew how to interpret dreams, and he shared it with the king, because the king was in a hard place. But if Joseph was not in the prison, Joseph would have never met the butler. And the butler would have never had an opportunity to share Joseph's name with the king. So that's why Joseph was where he needed to be. Beloved, and the story goes on, amen, that that season came to an end and Joseph was released out of prison, amen, and because of his gifts and his abilities, and the Bible says our gifts will make room for us, it did make room for him. And he had a seat of honor and power where he was second in charge in the nation. Glory be to God. Why? Because Joseph was where he needed to be, even in a hard place, even when he was in the pit, even when he was in the prison. See, he was where he needed to be. And Joseph realized this. When he summed everything up, glory be to God, in verse number 20, he says, but as for you, you thought evil against me. You thought you was hurting me. You thought you was damaging me. Oh, you thought by backstabbing me, you was going to take me down. You was trying to make me cry. You was trying to stop me from fulfilling my destiny. But God meant it unto good to bring to pass, as it is this day, to say much people alive. God meant it for good, and God was had me right where I needed to be, because God was taking me somewhere, and only God knew the way to get there. See, Joseph said, amen, I didn't even know where I was going. Matter of fact, didn't look like I was going nowhere, but God knew where I was going. God had the road map. God had the GPS. God has set this thing up from the beginning. See, he knew exactly where I was going. And so he was ordering my steps. So every place I was, even in the hard places, even in those crying places, even in those suffering places, I was where I needed to be. Glory be to God. Why? Amen. Hallelujah. Because God was had me in training for reigning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God was working on something. Glory. God was preparing me for the next step. Hallelujah. He was preparing me. He was teaching me one thing at a time, one chapter at a time. When you're in school, the teacher, the professor, don't just give you the whole book. They go over one chapter at a time. We're going to do chapter 1 this day. Tomorrow we're going to do chapter 2. Next week we're going into chapter 3. And that's how God prepares us, beloved, for our destiny. He prepares us one chapter at a time. Learn this. Glory be to God. And when you learn this, amen, now I'm going to teach you this. And now I'm going to teach you this. And we're wondering what all this teaching is about, what all this testing is about, what all this crying is about, what all this hurting is about. That's because, amen, you are in training for reigning. Joseph didn't know it. Joseph saw the end. Amen. He saw the dream. Amen. He shared it with his family. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But he didn't know all the steps in between. Beloved, we see the same thing, amen, in our brother David. King David, King David, oh, a man after God's own heart. Amen. A king that ruled Israel for 40 years. Huh? But he didn't come out of his mother's womb and step on the throne. No, beloved. There were 17 years of intense training before he could sit on that throne and rule for 40 years. When David was on the backside of the shepherd, he was a shepherd, amen, on the backside of the desert, tending sheep, when Samuel came to his father's house, Jesse, looking for Jesse's sons, David was right where he needed to be. David was right where he needed to be because it gave God an opportunity to call him from the backside of the desert. Beloved, I come to tell you this day that you are called. You have been predestined before the foundations of the world. David was right where he needed to be. When David was back there, beloved, killing the lions, amen, that tried to eat the sheep and killing the bears that was trying to kill the sheep, guess what? David was right where he needed to be. Learning how to take down the adversary, learning how to take down, amen, the lions and the bears, learning how to take that, taking the fear out of him, pulling out the warrior in him. David was right where he needed to be. When David was sent by his fathers, amen, to meet his brothers in war and feed this, and send food for his brothers, huh? David was right where he needed to be. Why? Because if David wasn't on the way, amen, to find his brothers, to give them food, he would have never heard about Goliath. Beloved, when David heard about Goliath and Goliath's threats, amen, to the children, amen, of Israel, glory be to God, because Goliath was tall and he was wide and he looked dangerous, David was right where he needed to be. When David, amen, leaned over and grabbed those five smooth stones, beloved, and put it in his sling bag, I come to tell you that David was right where he needed to be. Why? Because he needed that first stone, amen, to exercise his faith to take down Goliath. David was right where he needed to be. When the children of Israel rejoiced over David's victory, glory be to God, huh? And Saul became envious of David, David was right where he needed to be. When Samuel anointed David as king over Israel, glory be to God, and it pulled out the rage in King Saul, and where David had to run for his life. For a period of 13 years, David was right where he needed to be. Why? Because it was pulling out the warrior mentality in him. It was pulling out the kingship, rulership in him. It was polishing him up. It was making him strong. It was building his faith that may not have come any other way. God knows, baby, how to make it shine. Oh, when God gets finished, you're a class act. When God gets finished, glory be to God, you're a five-star production. David was right where he needed to be. See, because David ruled Israel for 40 years. He was an anointed king, amen, who ruled for 40 years. Why? Because God had already trained him for reigning. God gave him his PhD. God gave him his college education. God gave him his apprenticeship. God gave it to him, beloved. Why? Because David was where he needed to be. In the good times, in the bad times, in the hard times, in the crying times, in the laughing times, in the empty times, in the full times, I say every day, this is a day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Glory be to God. When David ruled for 40 years, beloved, as king, that was God's plan in the first place. That was God's plan for David to rule. That's why he took him through all the rigmarole. Beloved, I come to tell you, you in the midst of some rigmarole, because it's God's plan in the first place to get you where you're going. Glory be to God. When Joseph ruled in Israel, but I come to tell you that was God's plan in the first place. But it didn't happen overnight. That's why the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Because where you are, you're not going to stay. You just in training for reigning. I'm polishing you up. Because I'm taking you somewhere. Glory be to God. David was in the right place at the right time. Even when he was hiding out in the hole from King Saul, when he was hiding out in the cave, running for his life, he was in the right place at the right time. When Joseph was in the pit, where his brothers threw him, I come to tell you that he was in the right place at the right time. Some of you might feel like you're in a pit, but I come to tell you that you're in the right place at the right time and you're right where you need to be. Glory be to God. You're right where you need to be, beloved. Hallelujah. Jeremiah, glory be to God. Chapter number 29. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Verse number 11. And it reads like this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. God already got a plan for you. God already has a plan. Jesus spelled the plan out. Jesus said, I came that ye may have life and have it more abundantly. God starts at the end and then works back up to the beginning. We begin at the beginning trying to work to the end, but God starts at the end and work it up to the beginning. God worked at the end. It was his will for Joseph to rule. It was his will for David to rule, but they didn't start there. They started in trouble. They started in with a little bit. They started in poverty. They started with confusion. That's where they started, but they was right where they needed to be. Despise not small beginnings, beloved. It ain't what it looked like. Hallelujah. God sees the bigger picture. It was God's desire in the first place. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, amen. Let's look at one other person as we wind down. And you can pick any character in the Bible. And the scenario will be the same. But let's just flip on over to Jesus. Let's flip over to Jesus. Jesus, beloved, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Jesus was right where he needed to be. He wasn't born in Philadelphia. He wasn't born in New York. He wasn't born there. He wasn't born in Egypt. No, he was born in Bethlehem. Why? Because that was what was prophesied. He was right where he needed to be. Glory be to God. Jesus, beloved, had 3.5 years of ministry. He prepared 30 years for a 3.5 year ministry. Training for reigning. Glory be to God. 3.5 years. See, the preparation time is always longer than the actual assignments. We see how Joseph prepared, amen, for God prepared him 17 years. David in preparation, 13 years. Jesus Christ in preparation, 30 years. We don't want to be prepared.
We don't want God to do the preparation, beloved. We think we know it all. We think we're ready. We don't even know what we're ready for. See? But what did these men do? They accept whatever God allowed. They accept whatever God allowed. Beloved, Jesus was in the wilderness 40 days and 40 nights, led down into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit. 40 days, 40 nights, tempted of the devil. Guess what? He was right where he needed to be. Because when Jesus came up out of that ministry, out of that wilderness for 40 days, it was over. It was a wrap. It was done. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. His ministry, amen, had begun. It had exploded. Amen. The crowd was following him. Everybody knew his name. Huh? Why? Because Jesus was where he needed to be. Glory be to God. He didn't argue with his father. Well, I'm Jesus. Let me do it my way. No, not my will, but thine will be done. Jesus' whole motto on earth was that the will of the Father, amen, will be performed and manifested in his life. The will of God. We see it in Joseph. Joseph said, what you meant for evil, God meant for good. What Joseph was saying was that the will of God was manifested in my life. I allow God to train me. I allow God to prepare me. I allow God to show me the way. His will, his way, his timing. That's what David said too. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and righteous name. Beloved, when Jesus went before Pilate, the night before his crucifixion, guess what? He was right where he needed to be. Otherwise, the scriptures would not have been fulfilled, that he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Oh, Jesus was where he needed to be. Beloved, when they nailed him to the cross on that Good Friday, huh? Can't you hear the hammer ringing? Can't you hear the hammer ringing? Can't you hear the hammer ringing? Surely he died on Calvary. Glory be to God. Jesus was right where he needed to be. Because if Jesus hadn't died, beloved, amen, there was no way, amen, that you and I could, amen, be accepted and to be loved. There was no other way to bring about our salvation if Jesus had not died. Hallelujah. Jesus was right where he needed to be. When they buried Jesus and Jesus went down in the grave, beloved, glory be to God, and rose back up on the third day, guess what? He was right where he needed to be. Guess what? Jesus is still alive and he's in heaven right now, sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, right where he needs to be, right where he is, amen, right where he will never be moved. Beloved, let me encourage you today. Romans 8:28 says this, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. Do you love him? I love Jesus. You love Jesus. I love God. You love God. Do you love God? Well, guess what? You're right where you need to be. I'm unemployed right now. My money looking funny. You right where you need to be. You're right where you need to be. All of God's servants started out, baby, struggling. All of them started out. Some of them was borrowing oil, borrowing vessels, borrowing. Glory be to God, huh? You right where you need to be. Well, my health right now. You right where you need to be. Hezekiah's health was bad too. Glory be to God. He turned his face to the wall. God gave him another thing. You ain't going to always. The point is this. You ain't going to always be where you're at. This is why he says, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You ain't gonna always be here. Joseph didn't stay in the hole. Joseph didn't stay in prison. David didn't stay in the cave, and Jesus didn't stay in the grave. And you ain't gonna always be where you at. But you are where you need to be. Otherwise, you wouldn't be there. You wouldn't be there. You're right where you need to be. Why? Because it's something for you to learn. It's something for you to do. It's something for you to learn. It's something for you to do. Glory be to God. Joseph got it. David got it. Jesus got it. Glory be to God. It's something. Stop whining and complaining. Stop looking at your watch and wondering how long it's going to take God to come. And just ask God, what is it you would have me to do while I'm here? What is my assignment? And do it in joy. Do it in love. Be faithful. Hallelujah, baby, because it's just a test. You in training for reigning. You know you got to pass the test before you can get promoted. Because you ain't just tired of keep taking the test over and over again. And every time God give you the test, he give you the test in a different way. To see if you got the principles. To see if you caught on. Beloved, I come to tell you, for those who love God and for those who are called according to his purpose. Beloved, let me tell you something. You might not love God, amen, the way you need to love God. But I come to tell you today, amen, hallelujah, you have been called. Hallelujah, before the foundation of the world, hallelujah, you have been called. Write this scripture down. Glory be to God, hallelujah. In the book of Romans, chapter 8. Well, Ephesians 5:1 says, having predestined us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to his good pleasure of his will. Okay? I want you to write the second scripture down also. Amen. In the book of Romans, amen, chapter number 8, 29, okay, now let's go with 29. For those who God foreknew, he knew you before he put you in your mama's womb. Matter of fact, He knew you before he put amen your mama in your grandmama's womb. I say before God opened his mouth and said light be and earth be, before God created the heaven and the earth, God knew you. Before God put Adam and Eve in the garden, God knew you. It says here, for those God foreknew before the foundations of the world. He also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn amen among many brothers and sisters. Amen. Glory be to God. And then verse number 30 says this, and those he predestined, he also called. You see what I'm saying? Baby, you call, you just ain't answered yet. You just ignoring the Lord. You acting like you don't hear nobody knocking on your door. You acting like you don't hear the doorbell. You acting like you don't hear the screams on the other side of the window. Act like you don't hear the horn blowing. You know how somebody comes to your house sometime and they want to blow the horn? I tell them, don't blow the horn when they come to my house. Because I don't want the neighborhood to know I'm leaving. But you hear the horn. And you just ain't answering the call. You wanted to go into voicemail. You act like you so busy right now. Huh? You can't respond to the text. You can't respond to the voicemail. But, you've been called. He said, those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, those glorified. So you see, beloved, Romans, let's read it one more time, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, not to the world's purpose, not according to your purpose, but according to God's purpose. Where Joseph and David ended up might not have been their purpose. They ain't know no better. What we know, we don't even know what we think we know, huh? But God knows all things according to his purposes. Well, what is God's purposes? Well, let's take another look as we wrap up what God's purpose is. Jeremiah 29:11. Let me take you back there and just help you put this thing together today. This is God's purpose. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. That's God's plans. But you got to go through something to get there. You got to go through training to get there. You got to go through training for reigning to get there. All of God's servants ended up on the high end. All of them ended up, see, all of them ended up on top. Not one of them went out on the bottom. Beloved, God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus said this. He said, I came that ye may have life and have life more abundantly. It is my will for you to be the head and not the tail, the lender, not the borrower, above and not beneath, in the front and not in the back. Huh? That's God's will for you. And he is not a man, and he's not a liar. But you got to go through something to get there. You're in training for reigning, beloved. And where you're going is where God is taking you, because the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. So how do you get from here to there, one step at a time? If I wanted to walk to the corner of my block, how do I get there? Well, I start walking out the house, down the steps, around the corner, blah, 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 blah. What? One step at a time. See? From here to there. But guess what? Every step I take, God knows where I am. I come to tell you today, beloved, to be encouraged, because every place you are, God knows where you are. And where you are right now is where you need to be. God is taking you to your destiny. God is leading you and guiding you to rule and to reign in the spiritual world. Huh? Whatever you burn on earth gonna be bound up in heaven. Whatever you loose up in earth gonna be loosed in heaven. Huh? You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, because greater is he that lives in you than he that lives in the world. God is taking you, beloved, to the reality where you can have a confidence that you are not, amen, subject to Satan, but Satan and his whole kingdom is subject to you. Why? Because you are ruling in authority and in abundance, like Joseph and David. See, it got to take place in the spiritual world before it can take place in the physical world. Huh? Because we prosper as our soul prospers. We want to see all the money, and but God going to give you the money, but you got to get rich in the spiritual things first. You got to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness first. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You got to fall in love with God first. You got to love God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength first. Huh? You have to be a God seeker first. See? And God's going to give you all the other stuff. See? But you have to become abundant in the spirit before you can become abundant in the natural. But we trying to do it reverse. We trying to do it reverse. It'll never work. God takes the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Oh, glory be to the living God. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. I say, well, you're right where you need to be. Hallelujah. You're right where you need to be. It is God's will. It is not God's will that any soul will be lost. Huh? But that every soul shall be saved. I say you're right where you need to be because you're listening to our services today. And it's time for you to tell the Lord yes. Will you tell the Lord yes? Beloved, God does everything to prepare you for the next thing. God does everything. Think about it. If I could live my life all over again, I wouldn't do one thing different. I wouldn't do one thing different if it were me that I wouldn't be here where I am right now with him. I might do some things different, but if it means I'm going to end up in a different place, I say no thank you. But for me to be right here, amen, fellowshipping in love with Jesus, if it took all that hell and high water to get me here, I want to tell the Lord thank you and hallelujah. Beloved, because God does everything to prepare you for the next thing. I want to encourage you today that you're on your way. You're on your way, beloved, and God knows where you are. I don't know. I'm stuck on the highway. I don't know the name of the street. Don't worry about it. God knows right where you are. He knows what street you're on. He knows your location, baby. He's your spiritual GPS. God knows where you are. He knows the heaviness. He knows the fear. He knows the doubts. He knows the struggles. He knows the pain. Don't think he don't care. Oh, don't think he don't care, baby. Hallelujah. But I come to tell you, hallelujah, you coming out, hallelujah, and you are on your way to your destiny. You're on your way. If God did it for Paul, God did it for Peter, hallelujah, if God did it for Joseph, if God did it for David, if God did it for Esther, if God did it for Abraham, if God did it for Hezekiah, Zechariah, huh? I come to tell you, God's going to do it for you too. Glory, but you got to trust the process. You got to trust the process. Hallelujah, you got to trust it. That you might go through the process, that you might grow through the process, to know God has not forgotten you. It's just that you're in training. And you're in training for reigning. Hallelujah, and everything is going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Hallelujah. So beloved, while you're praying and waiting on God to answer, hallelujah, praising while you're waiting, serving while you're waiting, trusting while you're waiting, obey him while you're waiting. Amen. God going to change it. He going to change it because seasons come and seasons go and you coming out. Hallelujah. But in the meantime, just accept whatever God allows, knowing that it's working for your good. You're going to be better. You're going to be stronger. You're going to be different. Amen. Hallelujah. You will reign. See, because when you take dominion in the spirit, everything else, amen, is the outcome from that. Everything. Hallelujah. Your health, your wealth, everything. We are blessed from the spirit first. Amen. The seek ye first the kingdom. Amen. Keep going. Keep going. You're on your way. God knows where you are. Just take him by the hand. Take my hand. Precious Lord, lead me on. I don't know all the words, but I'm going to say the words to this message. Help me to stand. Some of you might be tired. I am tired. Some of you might be a little weak. I am weak. Some of you might feel a little worn. I am worn. Huh? Hallelujah. But keep going. Brother Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Sometimes up, sometimes down. Some days I'm level to the ground, but I'm holding on to Jesus. Why? Because he's taking me somewhere, and I'm on my way. I'm just in training for reigning, but I'm coming out, and I'm coming out all right. Amen, amen, and amen. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God as it is going forth on today. God, we thank you for encouraging us, Father God, that we are in training for reigning, and we've been in training for a long time. We didn't just start on yesterday. We was in training for reigning from the get-go. from the get-go. Even before our salvation, we was in training for reigning, because even though we did, it was acting like we didn't love you, we were still called. We just hadn't answered the call. We was called from our mother's womb. So we've been in training for reigning for a long time. And so, God, we want to say thank you that you bringing all this together, the good times and the bad times, the ups and the downs. And you said all things are working together for our good. Thank you, Father. Thank you for knowing where we are. Because sometimes, Father, we feel so all alone. Sometimes, Father God, we wonder who cares. But we thank you that not only, Father God, hallelujah, do you care, but you know where we are. And you can touch us anytime. And you're touching us already. Thank you for encouraging our hearts through the word of God, Father, as we continue to move forward. Amen. Into our destiny. In Jesus' name we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 That's the word of God for today. If you do not know Jesus Christ, look, Jesus know where you are. So why don't you, amen, open up your heart, amen, and make a connection with him. Ask the Lord to save you. Father God, I'm a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. As I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord, thank you, Father. Thank you. It's as simple as that. There's no long, drawn-out thing. You just ask God to forgive you for your sins, amen, and invite Jesus to come and live in your heart. That's it. That's the beginning. Hallelujah. That's it. Hallelujah. God made sure that you was listening to this service today so that you can do that. Amen. Reach out to us at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. We are back on this platform. Amen. 7 days a week. We invite you to come on back to our 5 a.m. service on social media. We meet back on our blog radio, 6 a.m. Every morning, 6 days a week. We are here on Sundays, amen, at 12 o'clock. We have an altar prayer, amen, where we are praying through. We are praying through. You hear what I'm saying? Two times a day, Monday through Fridays. Come on and join us, Wednesday night's Bible study. Please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Hallelujah. If you desire, amen, to sow into the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Then we invite you to do so. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461. Post Office Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. You can also give via our website, amen, at lifewordjesus.org. And our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. Amen and amen. All right, that's it. Beloved, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word. It gives you a new attitude. Amen. Those of you who are in a bad place right now, just shift your attitude. Amen. Just know that it's a bad place, but I'm where I need to be. I know in school there were certain courses I didn't like. There were certain courses I didn't like when I was in school. Amen. Glory be to God. I didn't like all that chemistry and all that. But guess what? I was right where I needed to be. And guess what? There's some areas of our life where you might not be pleasant right now, but it's right where you need to be. And you're coming out, and you're coming out. All right. Trust God. Amen. My pleasure to be in your services today. Everybody have a wonderful, 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 wonderful balance of the week. Amen. Glory be to God. And Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Hallelujah. Because you know where we are. So Father God, help us to continue to lead, to follow you. Even though the Spirit took Jesus in the wilderness, we don't know where you're taking us. But wherever you're taking us, as long as you're with us, we say amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Not only are we coming out, some of us are already out. Help us not to go back. Help us not to turn back. Help us to remain humble. Help us not to forget where we came from. Thank you, God. Thank you. In Jesus' name. We pray. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, and we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Amen. Amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Blessings on blessings on blessings.
Oh, come on in your car, at home, on your job. Come on and just rule with me in prayer. Knowing that what the Lord allows is already working for your good. What the Lord allows is what you need. He is everything to you.
What the Lord allows is what you need.
While you're riding through your storm, you are not alone. God controls the wind, and he controls the waves.
The storm must obey every word that he says. He's everything to you. He's everything to you.
What the Lord allows, it's what you need. He's everything, everything to you. Why his will and his way.
Just listen, Lord, come on in. And he will make a way as he will.
His hand is never slack to what he promised you.
Let him be your everything. And he'll be everything to you.
What the Lord allows.
What you need.
What you need.
Everything to you.
What the Lord allows is what you need. Everything.
Yeah.